What you missed on Midday with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM. It is Singapore's first business and personal finance station, and it's home in yours right now, your consumer affairs segment. Now, it all started for Jasmine with a bad case of acne. That can be traumatizing, affecting self-esteem and causing inferiority complexes. But instead of whining about it, Jasmine Kang decided to do something. She's founder of Skinlicious, and she joins us today. Jasmine, thanks so much for coming.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for the invitation.
Happy to have you. So what did you do about it? No sense whining, right? Like you said.
Well, if life hands you lemon, then you make lemonade out of it.
Right.
Yeah, so Skinlicious began when I actually had problems with acne for like really long, 14 years. So after trying so many different products and even going to doctors, dermatologists, but that didn't help. And
for the benefit of our listeners, Jasmine's skin is flawless.
Thank you.
One wouldn't have known that you had suffered severe acne.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was like red and big, and even like going out on the streets, people, random strangers can come up to me and said, do you want to see a doctor? I have someone to recommend, you know? And then I know
that can
people
get frustrating.
Yeah, I know people
you
mean
have
well,
been to
right?
Doctors, yes.
Yeah, but it's like, but it hurts because your self-esteem is already so low, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where Skinlicious came about. So basically, we envision Skinlicious to be a one-stop skincare solution for people with acne and acne-prone skin. It did start off initially as an acne brand, so it was more a general brand. But after being in the market for about 2 years or so, and then we realized that actually for acne, the sales data and the analytics actually showed that acne, we should niche into the acne skin, niche into the acne niche, yeah.
Because not many options out there for acne sufferers, I imagine.
Yes, and because of my background story, so the customers actually feel that, you know, I understand them, there's empathy there, and basically it's not just about giving them skincare products that work for acne, but it's also like giving them advice on how they can deal with acne on a holistic approach. So it's like, I mean, I have a science background, and then we do have a lot of trials, I mean, papers that actually say acne can be triggered by
greasy
food, diet and stuff like that. So for me personally,
you didn't find that to be true?
Not everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, like for me, basically it's a trial and error thing. So I always tell my customers, my users, that, you know, you have to write a journal. Keep track of what you eat. And then if you have sudden outbreaks, then you will know what causes it. You know, for me, if I eat too much durians, I get outbreaks.
Right.
And then soya beans. If I drink too much soy products, I get outbreaks. And I didn't realize that until like I was pregnant, and then I had I added soya drink into my diet. And soya is supposedly, I mean, if you look at clinical trials, researchers has actually shown that it actually helps in improving acne. So there are like conflicting views of it. And this
so caring for an acne condition can be very personal. Soy products do it for you, might not for someone else suffering from acne as well. Okay, so so the diary has to be quite specific and
personalized.
Yeah,
basically, you have to do it on your own. So for Skinlicious, it's more really about a more holistic approach. So I actually wrote an ebook about this. Came up with an infograph where actually users can actually kind of derive how which trigger food is their food, probably that can cause their acne. And we are also developing a mobile app where users can track events or lifestyle changes that can affect their skin.
For example, lifestyle changes, let's do that one. Too much traveling, maybe.
Stress.
Okay.
Yeah, stress does affect late nights. Of course, the products that you use, like for me, through the formulation process for Skinlicious, I've discovered that certain ingredients actually make my skin very oily. It can be the preservatives, it can be the surfactants, it can be different ingredients and even the concentration methods. Yeah.
So the percentage of how much of that is in the product could affect you as well.
Yeah. And it's really quite, in a way, God bless me with acne-prone skin so that I can test all this out because...
Hey, again, right? Let's drink that lemonade.
Yeah. Because, you know, normal skin won't experience that, right? I was actually formulating, because initially, Skinlicious was not an acne brand, right? So I was actually trying to formulate a normal skincare. Let's talk about my latest product that I've launched. It's a cleansing water. Before I formulated my own cleansing water, I was using makeup removers, from other brands. But I couldn't really find one that actually suited my skin because, surprisingly, the leading cleansing water that first came out in the market actually made my skin very oily. So it changed like overnight. When I woke up the next morning, my whole face was...
It was an oil slick.
Correct, yeah.
The Exxon Mobil, okay.
In the end, I realized that it was the surfactants and the concentrations. So like my latest cleansing water, I took about 9 months, like a pregnancy year.
To give birth to the product,
yeah,
of course.
Correct, yeah.
Needs the time to nurture.
Yeah, so we went through a few rounds of formulation before finding one formulation that doesn't make my skin oily. And the thing is about... when my skin oils up, I need to reuse my products and stop everything and make sure that it goes back to square one before
start
I can
from
start
zero.
Again.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why the formulation process takes quite a long time. And then after the formulation process I'm satisfied with it, then I'll pass on to my customers and friends who have similar skin to test it out. And then when they give feedback, and then either I improve on it or it's ready to launch.
Wow, that's quite a lot of work going into just launching the one product. What were some of the challenges you faced developing them beyond this trial and error, which is quite time consuming?
Yeah, the other thing is like scientifically, textbooks or trials show that these ingredients work. But when you really test it, it doesn't work. Yeah, so it's really a lot of trial and error. And like I said, maybe, you know, I'm blessed to be in this position to be able to test it out.
It's starting to sound like a person's skin is as unique as their thumbprint.
That's why there's so many brands out there.
Right.
But for Skinlicious, because I've been through what many other acne sufferers have gone through, we actually have an anti-acne trial kit that we offer money-back guarantee. So, you know,
if it doesn't work, you can get your money back.
Yeah. Because I know it's already so painful to be suffering from acne. And most of us have spent so much money trying different products. Generally, it does work for most of my customers. So they go on to buy. So actually, even if I have to refund a small amount of customers that do not work for them, it's fine with me.
The response has been quite positive so far. Yep. Talk to us about how convenient it is for people to get your products.
Yeah, initially we started out as an e-commerce store. And then after a while, customers complained, hey, I just realized that I've used up my last drop. I need it immediately.
You're supposed to use it sparingly.
And then I was like... then they were like, can you meet up? Duh, duh, duh. And I was like, okay, maybe it's time that I need a retail space. But yet, being an SME, we have to be very cautious about how we spend our money and resources. So I decided to rent a locker. We have it at Toy Outpost, Bugis Junction. So where customers can go directly to pick it up, pick our products up. They can purchase directly or they can purchase online and choose to pick up at Bugis.
How do you think you're staying competitive, though? The skincare industry is quite cutthroat. Do your products also reach out to people who have okay skin?
First of all, it's like branding ourselves into the acne niche and then also value adding to customers.
Holistic approach you were talking about.
Mm. We are not just, you know, a skincare product company. We care. We genuinely care about you and we really want you to get well.
It's not just here, use at your own peril and then finish, right? Okay.
So that's why also, that's also how, why we came out with the idea of developing a mobile app. So initially it was just telling customers you need to journalize, personalize, and then jot down, because it's really personal. After going through with my team, and then we decided, okay, why not take it further? Let's develop an app. It will be launching in probably 1 or 2 months. Yeah.
What's next though for Skinlicious? After the app, you have your sights on. You are now in Singapore and Malaysia. Mm. Other regions?
We do intend to go into English markets, like actually aiming for the EU market, because we actually participated in an overseas trade fair and the results were quite positive. There were overseas buyers who were interested, and even a big chain in UK was interested to carry our products. So I think in terms of the brand direction and then the brand story and the products, is moving in the right direction, and that's where we are heading to, because Singapore is really a very small market.
It's finite, limited number of people, of course.
Yeah.
If a big brand came and threw a whole bunch of money at you and said, we are buying you out, would you?
Probably not. because this is really like my baby. I mean, I would say no at this moment, but it's still really a very young...
It's very personal for you, isn't it?
Yes, and... It's a very young company, so I would like to see it grow more. And there are like the vision of being a one-stop skincare solution is basically having like maybe makeup range after that, because, you know, foundation also affects, and then even supplements and stuff like that. So I have still plans for this baby that, you know, I want to nurture it the way...
Send it to kindergarten and primary school and so on.
Yeah, and if... But of course, if the brand, the big brand comes in and then our vision can match, then of course we can talk. Yeah.
What advice would you have for other business owners, in particular women?
Yeah, something unconventional since you mentioned about women. If you are a women business owner and you want to start a family with children... Start early. Because business can wait, but our biological clock can't wait.
Skinlicious can be found at skinlicious.com. That is SKINLYCIOUS.com. Jasmine Kung is the founder. She's joining us today. After a bout of really bad acne, she decided, you know what? I'm just going to make my own products, fix my face myself. So if you're suffering from similar condition, you might want to check her out. Skinlicious.com. Jasmine Kung, thank you so much for joining us
today. Thank you, Howie.